Here in the U.S., attention is increasingly turning to next year's presidential campaign. In this race, as in others, it's always dangerous to use the term front runner before any votes have been cast. That said, one of the Democrats in the race is certainly doing a good imitation of a front runner. Joining us, as he does regularly, to talk politics is Slate chief political analyst Will Salatan. Hi, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean announced over the weekend that he'll opt out of the public campaign financing system. So that means he plans to spend more than the public financing caps allow, and President Bush says he'll do the same. First of all, Will, explain how this system works.
The system is designed to provide an incentive to candidates to comply with spending caps. So you are offered a certain amount of matching funds, and in exchange for that, you agree not to spend more than a certain amount in the primaries, which basically means all the way through the convention, which in this case takes you almost to the election. They only have about a couple months after this cap is lifted. And the problem is that the amount of money that you're offered is less than $20 million, and the cap that you're supposed to comply with is not to spend more than $45 million. So if you think you can spend, you can collect enough money, you just bust the cap and you reject the matching funds, and that's what Howard Dean is doing.
And what's the significance of his announcement?
No Democratic presidential candidate has ever opted out of this system. And by opting out, Dean is basically saying that, in fact, money is so important in politics, contrary to the intent of this cap that he's going to bust, that he'd rather reject some free money. And we're talking about $19 million of free matching money he would get from the government. He's going to reject that money in order to get more money from private citizens. And he's willing to do this even at the price of looking like a big money politician, which of course is what Howard Dean set out not to look like. He was not going to be a standard politician. In the bigger picture, this will give Dean the ability to compete with Bush more effectively because he won't be limited in what he can spend in each state. Bush is the one who basically forced this decision, because while the Democrats were all going to play by these dainty campaign finance rules, Bush was rejecting them. He rejected them in 2000. He rejected them again. This time he's going to raise $170 million at least in this election, probably $200 million. He was just going to blow the Democratic nominee out of the water. What Dean is saying with this decision is, I won't be blown away.
And now Massachusetts Senator John Kerry says Dean's move may force him to give up public financing as well. And he was expected at one point to be the front runner, at least in New England. What's going on with all this?
Well, John Kerry really just hasn't gone anywhere. He hasn't caught on with people. And part of the proof of it is that he was supposed to be the guy who raised all of this money. You know, it was going to be Howard Dean who was going to comply with the spending caps and maybe John Kerry who was going to bust them. But Dean has so far outpaced Kerry in everything, money, polls, endorsements. There's some debate as to whether Kerry is now going to do what Dean has done, reject the matching funds and break the spending caps. But if Kerry does it, he won't be using the money of, you know, small donors the way that Dean is doing it. Kerry's going to have to pour in, because he doesn't have those small donors and he's got his own money, he's going to have to pour in his own money. That's going to look terrible. So I don't believe that John Kerry can survive going head-to-head with Howard Dean in an unregulated money race.
And also, Dean is going to pick up two key labor endorsements this week.
Yeah, the Service Employees Union and the Ask Me, basically the Government Employees Union, which are going to provide him not only with tons of money, they have millions of dollars, but they also have, very importantly, they have people on the ground in the primary states. One of Dean's problems is he's up against Dick Gephardt in Iowa, and there's a new poll out this morning showing Gephardt has taken the lead from Dean in Iowa. But what Dean is doing now is going into Gephardt's turf, taking the big labor endorsement, and he's going to have labor people on the ground, Howard Dean is, working for him against Gephardt. This may turn Iowa back in Dean's favor.
The opinions of Will Salatan, Slate's chief political correspondent. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Madeline.